cultural context. So this is what I'm saying is watch out for your social conditioning and how your constant commerce in language with other people shapes the way in which you actually sense the world. Now, we say seeing is believing, but it is truer to say that believing is seeing. There was a very marvelous scientist of optics by the name of Adalbert Ames, who devised a whole series of experiments where you could go into a big room, say, and there were booths all around. And in these booths, there were exhibits that defied the laws of logic, or seemed to. There was, for example, the marvelous experiment of the trapezoidal window. You make a window frame, one side of which is much longer than the other, see? Then you suspend this on wires in such a way that an axis is formed through the perpendicular center of the frame. And on this, the frame revolves. What you see is a window frame twitching like this. It's actually going round, but it seems to be twitching. Then you put a little cube on one upper corner and color it red, see, so it'll stand out. And you see this thing twitching, but the cube unaccountably going round. Then another experiment where you're in a dark room, there's a group of people, and a little bright light suddenly appears in front of them, very small. And the operator says, will those who observe any movement of this light please account for it and describe it? So somebody says it's floating upwards. Somebody says it's now drifting off to the left, and all this conversation goes on. Then the lights are turned up, and it's shown that this point had never moved at all. It was a fixed light. So there are all kinds of things. I mean, Ames only scratched the surface of what we see because we believe in it. We see what we want to see, or what we're supposed to see, and are not really very aware of what's going on. Now, all stage magic is based on this. And this is why one can learn a great deal about mysticism from stage magic. What the magician does is he persuades you to see what you expect to see, but in the meantime does something completely unexpected. Your attention has been misdirected. He says, look at this. I want you to look at it very carefully because we don't want any hocus pocus around here. See? So I want you to examine this thing I'm showing you and be sure there's no hocus pocus.
And we take a break for just a second here, just to let you know that you're listening to Alan Watts on WFMU, Jersey City, New Jersey. Tonight's lecture, Who Is That That Knows There Is No Ego? Stay tuned, we'll be right back with part two in just a second.
Meanwhile, he's doing something that you don't notice at all and laying a trap. So that when you understand the nature of stage magic, you think, God damn it, how simple that is.